It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Courtney Teague joins us this morning. She has a story about another candidate who's been disqualified off the election ballot. Morning, Courtney.
Morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this. It's another Republican candidate.
Yes, another Republican candidate. Her name is Sailau Timoteo, and she was running for House District 43. Now that's out in West Oahu, and it spans the area from Maile to Ewa villages. She was born in American Samoa, which makes her a U.S. national. U.S. nationals can't vote and therefore cannot run for elected office.
So it just seems interesting that she didn't know that.
Yeah. And she says she didn't know it. You know, she put out a statement with the Republican Party saying that she grew up in Waianae. She pays her taxes. You know, she thought that she could participate. And the GOP chair, Charlene Ostroff, also was supporting her. And she called the laws discriminatory and colonial era.
And so it's kind of unfortunate because the Republicans don't have very many candidates, and then to have another one drop out of the race, I'm sure it doesn't help their cause.
No, they do not have many candidates, let alone many faces in the legislature. Now, on the House, there's just five Republicans, and one of those Republicans, Representative Andrea Tupola, she's vacating the seat that Timoteo is running for. Of course, Tupola is running for governor, so that makes four Republicans in the House. And, you know, of course, it's an election year. All the seats are up, so who knows what happens. But Timoteo was, you know, the only Republican running for the seat. So it could be down to four in the House next year, and there's none in the Senate.
I guess it makes me wonder, though, also about the process, about the onus, let's say, on the elections office or the party
right.
to double check with their candidates and make sure they've got all their ducks in a row.
Right. And, you know, that's the big question right now. The attorney general who originally reached out to Timoteo last week saying, you know, we're aware of this. You have a week to respond, basically. They won't say anything other than they're working with her. The Office of Elections, same, basically. And I spoke to Timoteo. She said when she registered to vote, you know, it would be just the way that anyone else would register to vote. She says she provided her Hawaii ID number. You also need to give the last four digits of your Social Security. And you do have to, I think, click a box or something that basically says, I'm a U.S. citizen. But obviously, it raises a lot of questions about how or if the Office of Election actually follows up to ensure that you are eligible to vote, let alone run for office.
And do you know how this was flagged, how it was caught?
Don't know how it was flagged. Like I said, the attorney general did mail her a letter last week. And, you know, her statement went out with the Republican Party chair yesterday.
Okay. All very interesting. All right. Courtney, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll be looking at follows on this and, you know, and about the process. But thanks very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
That was reporter Courtney Teague with Honolulu Civil Beat with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.